We are continuing our shurim on Otzot Chaim. We are now in, well, we're actually in the middle of Perik Gimel of Shem Malachim, Daf Mem Aleph on the base, and in Matuk Midvash, it's Daf Resh Chav Gimel. So, Mr. Shem, we just have to finish off the few more pages of this Perik, and then Mr. Shem, we're going to start, and Mr. Shem, finish also Perik Dalit. So let's start. V'hine, ata ache shenitkan za nikre reshus ayochit. Now we know, obviously, what the difference is between, by now, what's the difference between reshus ha-rabim, reshus ha-yochid, reshus ha-rabim. Reshus ha-yochid always represents tikkun, that means the closeness of the units within one mokum always represents shalom achdus, that's tikkun. Masha'enkin, the union of reshus ha-yochid, reshus ha-rabim is pirud, no connection, that was the kilkul. So therefore, za acha tikkun nikra reshus ha-yochid. Pirush, shehine tam v'sibas ibu v'za haya mipnei ze. And this is good for why ibu, why za had to go through a matzav shel kol, which is called ibu. Shebetchila haya shisha chalok of nifrotim ze meze. V'sol v'shus rabi keniska, because when he first started off, all his chalokim weren't communicating together. All the Zayin Malachim weren't passing shef of one to the other. L'chein nichnas besod ibul toch ima kedei le'asov chalokim elu hanifrodim. Therefore, he had to go through a process of going out from bia into ima, which is the ibul stage, and get us all through going through there. That happened that betoch my bina. Therefore, all his chalokim, all his spheres, all the Zayin Malachim together came together as one. So Mefarshim explained, so, Genoi, how this happens, just the fact that it goes into Bina, but what it in Bina makes it that all the Chalokim should happen together. So in Mevor Sha'orim, it's Mevor, a vault called, it's a Mokum Tzal. Mashma, the Mokum Tzal just compresses all the Chalokim together. That's one Sibba. V'ad Machamas Heyois Sham Mikabitim Yacha, because of this Mokum Tzal, the Mikabit together. וגם לסיבה שאתה ניטויסב בהם, או אימא. There's another סיבה why they were now able to become from רשוס הרבים דיקה בחינה into a בחינה called רשוס היוחיד, which means תיקון, the fact that אימא is now being ניטויסב to them oil. או בכוח שתי סיבות האלו יתחבו יחדה וקשרו ויתקשרו יחד. Therefore, there was a תיקון for Zah at that point. V'az b'zeh iba rishon nizchabru yachan shisha cholokim isir b'sod kavim kenoda. And we know, again, tikkun is pirud, kilkul is pirud, and tikkun is the fact that they come together. But not only come together, but they come together b'der kavim. And that means they can start passing sheva from one to the other, because now there's a kav which is open from one to the other. There's a connection between them.
It has the daf bekavim.
That's the connection between them. That's me as the definition between the kav yamin, kav small, the emsa, the rachamim, and the gvur on the other side, chasadim on the right hand side, and gvur on the left hand side, and rachamim and inside. Define these three bechinas very clearly. V'hu ki chesed nichlal b'netzach. Chesed and Benetzel, that means the collecting together, the Chesed, which is the higher part, but Netzel will go up and connect with Chesed. Gvura b'hol, tifel b'yesod, the inezin ikra tlat klilan tlat.
This is the way normally it's opposite, no?
What do you mean?
Netzach is echal b'chesed and od b'gvura.
No, Chesed is inside of Netzach. Chesed, Netzach, nah is the exterior part.
Yeah.
Covers over the chagat, right? So that's clean tlat klimatat. That means the chagat is kelilon in the nahi, the tlat. Keniske le'el ad she'ovu shloshes yemei klita. That all happens in the first part of the bechira that we learned beforehand. That happens in the first part of the ibo process. Ve'ad nitchabu yachad kulam chibur ichad yote ma'ule. Now become a higher stage. That means the Nahi, which is a Netzach Hod Yesod, is Nichlal in itself, plus the Chesed Gvur Tiferes, and also the Malchus is there. So the Nahi, that means the three lower parts, times seven, is Nichlal in every single other component which is there. There's a complete, it's Arvus one to the other. Kemoshe Mavuas Leinu Bekavonas Tefillin, and by Tefillin Shel Rosh Dafka, Shesh Bayim Ach Askot. So we haven't learned, but in the Shah Kavonas over there in Dush Beis, it speaks about the Ach Askoas, 20 to the 21 Askoas. And that's connected to what we're speaking about over here. Lefi Shebehiyois Sham Besod Ibo Rishon Hay Bechinas Tlat Kelil and Tlat. So we have this Achdus between them. Velo Nika Behem Rak Shlosh Levat. Right? Because the Nahi is covering over the Chagat. So you only see three. V'ayah Kol Echad Behem Kululu Mesheva Tachtoinus. And each one is columned in the other one, right? That means the three is nichlal in itself, and plus the other four. Hare ach, those three times seven is 21. That's the ach, which is nichlal in this inyan of this bechina of ibu. Ki hinei hashvi is he nikudas malchus. So altogether, you have seven bechinas, and times the three, that's your 21. So this is also Murumas in the Hawaii, Yudke Vavke. So if you look at the Hei Rishoina,
you've got Chesed Kalul Benetzach and Gvura Behoit and Tiferet Beisrael. So there are only three Osiris Kilo. Three Nikos.
Flat Kalil and Tos. You only see three.
Now, where do you get. How do you times seven? How do you get times seven?
Well, you have seven spheres of Besach HaKol, right? From Chesed to Malchus, you have seven.
Yeah.
So what's happening over here is that the Nahi is going up and drawing sort of Mekapel on itself and all the other Bechinas. So it's drawing from itself, and also it's drawing from the other four, which is Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, and the Malchus. It's drawing from all those Bechinas and itself.
Zayin is from Chesed to
Malchus. Yeah, that's what he said. The last one, Hinei Shvi, is he Nikud Malchus.
But we start to have Tlat Kelim Tlat is Chesed in Netzach.
Yeah.
Tiferet in Oid. Sorry, Tiferet in Yesod and Gvura in. That's nothing. That's just you see just three here.
Yeah.
And you made each one times seven because.
That's what's happening. We want one to be ma'ariv into the other one. We want the it's not stamped on top. So what happens? Tlat kelil tlat. What's the point of that? The point of that is that they should draw. They be shoev the netzah hol yisod, which is on top, is shoev koiches and shoev bechinas from the chagat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the nahi now doubles. Now the nahi now doubles from three and six. Right, plus the Malchut, that's seven, that's the Chaf Aleph Bechinas, which he gets through this process of evil. Okay, now this is also Merumas in the Inyan of the Havaya. Now the Havaya is Yud Kevav, okay? Now the Hei, let's start with the Yud. Yud is Keneged Abba, Hei is Keneged Ima, Vav is Keneged Oiza, and Hei Achron is Keneged Nukva. So, Mitchila, what we say, Mishas Ibu, we're talking about the Zayas inside Ima. That means that is the leg of the hay. You can look at it also like, so the hay is the Ima. But how is Ima made up? She's made with a sort of a Dalit and a little leg. So that little leg represents Zah. So we see that Zah is within Ima originally. And then he breaks away. After the Ibu, there's a Leda and he breaks away. He becomes the Vav. Vav. And then the Vav is also going to give Bechinas over to Nukva. That's going to make the Hei Achrona. So that's the progression of Yud Ke, which is Abav Ima, giving birth to a Vav, and then Vav giving. That's what he's going to say now. As Hayazav is called Vav Tocha Hei Rishona, She Ima, Shem Shisha Ketzavas. V'amalchus Haisa Nekudosa B'Siyum Vav. Siyum Vav. Besod psia lebar and niska veparshas balak. Al pasuk ashureinu velo korov, which means psia. Psia. That means the way to write a vav, you write it with a straight line and then a little slant coming out from the leg. So So that little psila ba, that is reference to nukva. So all of that was bechlal ima. She gave birth to the vav, and the vav gave birth sort of to the final nekuda, which is at the bottom of his leg, came out to the hey achrona. Okay, so remes. Now after all that evil, it finally comes out from the mouth of Yishuza Rabbi into Yishuza Yochi. That's what you see. Kikulam nasu yichud v'achdut achad. This is sort of not shomu chazal v'nizba b'tikulim. Ki Yishuza Yochi gvo asaram. Oh. Now we have a halacha. The halacha is Yishuza Yochi is defined by its dimensions, as all the other Yishuzas. So we find Yishuza Yochid is defined by 10 high and 4 wide. So what does this represent in Mitzad Ruchnius? So 10 high, Inun, Yud, Vav Dalit, Ke Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Ke Aleph. So there's 10 letters in the Havayad Alephim, the Havayad Alephim. The 10 letters are, as we just said, the Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, Bimilui, Milui Alephim. And we have to know the milui, the ma, milui the alafim, which is called ma, it represents za. That's his name. That is represented by the height. The height is 10. Those are the ten spheres, the ten letters of his name. Now the rochvo of 4. Where does that? Where does that come in? The rochvo, the vo, alba, the hein havaya. The width of the Rishus Yochid, which is Alba, which is Kenege, the Yudke Vavke, and explains Pirush. She knows that the Havai the Ma Hibiza. That's the name. Asher Ashishal Molochim, Shelo Nitkashu, Nitchabu, Nitknu, Venasa Mehem, Bechinas Havai Azu, Bimilo Elofim. When they came all together, the Zayim Molochim which came out, they all come out together, well, actually the Vav Molochim, they come together, and they, themselves make a part of called Za, and that part of is called Ma de Elofim. Mekushoros ois beois yachad b'shem ichad yachtav miyuchad v'nikra v'shuse yochid. But he doesn't. That's all to tell us the dimension of the height, which is 10. He doesn't really explain to you the rochvo. So the Mefarshim explains
the malachim are v'shuse yochid.
Sorry,
you're saying
no. It's a concept. It's not actually a shus. It's a concept, meaning it's a reference to tikkun. Shusha Yochid is a closed compound where people live together comfortably. Biyachas, the miyachas together. So that is a matzah of a yichud.
But this yichud is of 6 melachim.
Melachim.
Yeah, it's representing a particular part called za, which is made up of six spheres, and those are the 6 melachim.
Melachim.
Malach Shemesu, right? And that together makes this part of that. That is called, that he's now, you know, after the matzav of the Bechina of Ibo, he's called now in a matzav called Rishus Ayochid. But that explains with the height, which is the name of Av. What about the Rochvo? So in the Kerem Shlomo explains a very nice pshat here. The Rochvo of Dalit, where does it come from? Again, it comes from Kerem Shlomo, or it's Zayin, if everybody wants to look it up. So he says over here that I'm just reading my notes. So what happens over here is that za is a tiny ibo, and the ibo, in order for it to grow, it needs nourishment from its parents, ab of ima. And we just said earlier on that ab is connected to the yud, and ima is connected to the hay, right? Hay rishoina. He gets moichim from the abavima, so that's the tosefes to the bechina. So vav is already za. He gets the yud k from abavima, and then the last day represents nukva, which is part and parcel of the commencement of the growing of za, and that makes the dimension of and the fullness of takav za, which is 10 high and 4 wide. That's what's represented over here. Vida.
The nice is milu de alfin is 10, but milu de av as well is 10.
Yeah. Av is keneged av.
Yeah.
Sag is keneged ima. So we're not talking. We're talking about the creation of za. We're talking about the tikkun of za.
In the ten amosag of shteich, you don't see any particularity in ma more than sag and av.
Okay, no. So av is yichud, shus yochid, and ima shus yochid, and za is yishus yochid.
Yes.
So it's
not. No, the Av and Sag were always Rosh Hashanah.
Really?
No, so you can't.
So therefore, that's the tenth.
Why? The Musag of Rosh
Chodesh
is only one.
They didn't break.
What?
They didn't break.
No, but there was a tikkun in them.
There was a tikkun in them. What?
It's not Rosh Chodesh. I haven't said it's not Rosh Chodesh.
I'm not quite sure what your question. There was a matzav where there would be yichud, and then the taka broke. It became a matzav of Rishus HaRabim.
There was not yibo. Was nothing in them. How was the tikkun in Avitzal?
By Arich. Arich was mismatak in them.
It was not yibo.
We're not given all those details, but it must be. There must be a matzav of tikkun. Whatever that tikkun was, it came through the tzad of Ibo, it came through a different tikkun, but the point is, it came through a matzav shel piyud, and so the matzav of yichud.
Well, was there Nachim Shemesu by Avsai?
Yeah. Not Melachim Shemesu, but we handle the Achuraim, the Abba Ve'ima, which is Ab and Sag,
with
the Chochma Bina, they broke. The Achuraim broke, right?
Yeah.
So you need that. Therefore, they were no longer in the Bechina of Yishuz Rabi, Yishuz Yochid, and therefore they had to become
the Sfira. The Chelik of the Sfira, which
same, that's Pirud, no?
You're putting the
right. Somebody takes off your arms. Oh, you're still all right. But say they go.
No, it's not my arm. It's not Sfira. Complete Sfira.
It's the whole backside of the Sfira. No, that's very, very serious.
We didn't see any evil.
That's the point. You see, there's a Pirud there.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
Okay. There's a Pirud. So that's Yishuz Rabi. Every period is what's Rishus HaRabim? People walking around, they don't know. There's no yachas behind between one and the other. That's period.
Yes. So you said the Achuraim when Nifrat, so maybe it's called Rishus HaRabim. And how did it couldn't get?
All right. We have to go when we go back to Chazal. We'll do that. That's not the point. The point is that there's always a period and a yuchud together.
Yeah, but one after the other.
Yeah, so what do you, I'm not quite sure what
do you agree that the Musag of Rosh Chodesh, we don't find it in Avon Tzag?
It's a very understandable notion. Yichud just means Yishus HaYochid always represents Yichud.
So
whether you see them the Ponim b'Ponim, right, and that's a Yichud between them, or you see them Ach b'Ach, means there's a Pirud between them.
Yeah.
So you don't have to actually say these words, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, but that's what it meant.
And the Pirud in the Ma'ar is more than Ach Be'ach.
Ach Be'ach. Even in Ach Be'ach. Right. There's different levels over there. I'm saying even between Abba Ve'ima we find this notion over there.
Yeah, but you don't need the Ibu in order to turn Ach Be'ach.
Zol Zayin. Forget about the Ibu. Forget it. It's not something again. The point is, I'm just trying to prove to you that Abba Ve'ima also gone through a Pirud and a Yichud business. We wouldn't call Yishuz HaRabim, Yishuz HaYochid, call them other names. But the point is, they broke and they got fixed.
Yeah.
Tikkun and Kiluk. Yeah. Right. Let's go back to Veda. She'af api she'anu omri she'nitkunu elu zayim alochim dezun. In kozu, so even though, so what we can say then what do we hold, what do we have to do then? Since we just said it went through a whole, Zah went through a whole Tikkun called Ibul, then after that, Yinik and Gadlus. So what do we have left to be done? In koze, so it says the Ariza hechechu shelo nigma biruch shelehem letzaref v'nishar ketzat nitzutz kedusha shelam etoch klipos. Even though the Eibishter started off the rolling the ball and started making the paltzuf and so on and so forth, but nevertheless, it's still nitzutz to be done. Shem sigim shelehem, the klipos are what? Sigim shelehem. It's nothing new invented. It was actually part and parcel of the spheres when it started off. V'nikroim Yishuz HaRabim b'sod hem rabim ata am ha'aretz. The apostle Shmuel is hey. There we see that what's called rabim am ha'aretz is called the malachim. The rabim are called klipas. That's what the rabim and the reference here is again the Yishuz HaRabim. Yishuz HaRabim means there's no connection. There's a period between them. והם הקליפוס לפי שלא נתקנו ונשאר לו נפרודים בשם רבים. This is נפרודים, obviously, when there's a lot of pirut, there's a lot of whatever is mefachet, right? When there's a yuchud, there's only one. That's the role for him. והנה, בימי החול, השכינה שהיא נוקבה דזה, היא בגולוס, בין הקליפוס.
What's the difference between the Musag of Golus and Rishus HaRabim?
Same thing.
Oh, of course.
So we know that in the Kavanas we see this often that Rochel And every night, Rochel goes down into the Klippus. Into the Klippus. And she's referred to as the Shechina. Shechina begalusa, right? She goes down into the Kali for different reasons. So one reason is given because she goes to Mechai, the Klippus, in order that she shouldn't die away. Because they're the Tzor Gavoa. And the other reason is to help the Berurim, to help us raise up the next morning, Shachis, to raise up the Berurim all the way up. So when she comes up, Amud Shacha, we put on Talis and Tefillin, then Beprat Tefillin Shel Yad, therefore helps the Berurim to come up. That is the Inin over there. V'Inin, Inin, Ikrat B'Shem Ben. Now, she's called Ben. Remember, we called Zah a minute ago Ma. Remember, there's only four bechinas: Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben. Ab is kenege Abba, Sag is kenege Ima, Ma is kenege Zan. Now we're saying that Ben is kenege Rochel, kenege the Nukva. Da'ainu, Nachamav. He nikra b'shem Ben, Havai d'mluy ha'hin. So Ben is written now with, it's just a double Havai, Yud Yud and Yud Vav Dalid and K Vav Vav K. You know that. V'hi Mivareres biruri mitorach isigim. She goes down against the Messiah and she does part and parcel. She's part and parcel of the process of being mivareres the sigim. That means, dahainu, taking the nitzutzes, the raf of nitzutzes, which are in the sigim, and bringing them up, and leaving behind the sigim, right, and letting the sigim pass away. Vehi mal she vehi malo isam lemalo b'vichinas ma'im nukvi v'sham. When you finally get to the world of Atzilus, Nitkanim, right? That's where we do the Tikkun process, is always in Atzilus. V'havin heitev bi'o inyan ma'im nukvim ma'o. Ma'im nukvim, da'ainu, this is the inyan of Elias Ma'am. This is the Elias of the Birurim, that's called the Elias Ma'am, ma'im nukvim. Omnam, b'shabbat, gam hi ole lemala mitocha klipas. Now, interesting enough, that on Shabbos, everything is different. She's off, right? It's a day of rest. She does not go down into the Klippas, into Bia, meaning Bria Tiatsi. She does not go there to do any of the Aliyas of Berurim. Ve'eno begolus, she's not begolus. Omla mazivug asher la imza b'Shabbos hem nishomas chadoshas ve'lo me'abirurim ha'elu. Let me be magnum a little bit, because we have to understand there's a Bia Atzilus and a Bia Tachton. Okay? So Erechalam, she doesn't go down to Bia, the Bia, which we call Bia Tachton, but she does go down to the Bia Atzilus. Because the cash is over here,
What
are we doing with all the mitzvahs? The stomach cash, that's what he's asking. He was asking over here, but the zivug between Nukva and Zah. Nukva and Zah would only make a zivug al yidei, it's called Aliyas Man. Aliyas Man incites them and encourages them to do a zivug, and that's where we get the shefa. But if there's no Aliyas Man, there's no Bia, because she's gone off, she's not working today, there's no Aliyah, and therefore there's no zivug. So fake there, where's the zivug on Shabbat between Abba v'Ima? That means we don't get shefa, Abba v'Ima. Besides the fact that what we're doing, right? On that he says, it still goes down. It still does biruri, but on a different level. On different levels. Now, that's the inin of zivug on Shabbos. Tamechochem zavig erev Shabbos me'erev Shabbos. Why is that? Because the zivugim that happens there, the neshomas that were drawn down on a zivug on Shabbos is a much, much higher level than the neshomas that you can draw down during a zivug during the weekday. Because the zivugim which are drawn down are by zivug abba ve'ima, but the aliyas man comes from a higher area called the bia d'atzilus, which then makes the zivug za ve'nukva, and therefore that would draw down the neshamas. But that's all happening in the world of atzilus on Shabbos. Mashenken b'chol, all the aliyas man is coming from the birurim which are much lower. The birurim which are much lower in bia Tachton, that goes all up, and that makes a zivug, and that will draw down neshamas yeshenas. Right? That's all the gilgulim. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to
now. Who said that?
Who says this? This is the.
The mistake of Bia de Atzilus and Bia Tachtenu.
It's Mavu on the Arizah, but he brings over here the Maskir Shalom. Maskir Sholem. You know, I was thinking of few there. I always had a kash. The Kavah Chaim Paskins that the Birkat Elonis should not be said on Shabbos. Why? Because look, for many times, one of the times is that you might carry a siddur which was rabin, so you shouldn't. Another time, you know this. The Kavah Chaim says you shouldn't make Birkat Elonis on Shabbos. Why not? So the time he gives is that because you're doing borer. Borer, you know, you're doing borer. Borer and itzusus from the kali. That boy, you shouldn't borer on Shabbos. But okay, good. But what about everything else that we do on Shabbos? Tefillahs and mitzvahs. We're also doing borer. Everything we do is borer, right? So I had this kashya for a long time until this came along. This wall that we're making a chila between Bir de Atzilus and Bir Tachton. Bir de Tachton is the wall that Rocha goes down, the Shechina goes down, and is Mali Berurim. That's called Psoris Mitoch Oichol. That's the Melechus Borer. She has to break through the Kali and take out the Nitzutzas. Right? That's called Psoris Toch Oichol. She breaks it. She has to work on the psoilus. No, but she's doing
a giving.
One second. But she's working on the psoilus. She removes the psoilus. She takes the psoilus, moves it, breaks it, moves it. But then she takes the thing, right?
No.
No. What do you mean no?
First
you've been there?
She's giving it.
Not giving. First she has to retrieve it. Where is she treated? She's going down to Bir Tachton. She's getting a hold of a nut, let's say it's a nut. She's breaking the nut, right? What are Berurim? Berurim are klippas, inside of it is nitzitz. She has to get to it. So she's removing the psoilus and taking the oichel. That's called borer.
It's called klippa. Being the caliph, it's not the same thing.
Oh, we're not mamish doing it mamish to what we do and what they do. I'm saying this is what they call borer. See, the Ariza says that in a minute. Masha Enkin, when on Shabbos, when the Shechina is not going down to Bir Tachton, she's going to be the Atzilus. That means Atzilus. All that's called Oich B'Toch Oich. And there's no Maisus Birur. As Merokin can understand that everything that we do in Echanami is Maisus Bureira. But it's a Maisus Oich B'Toch Oich. Masha Enkin, when you Birkas Ilonis, that is love davka miyuchah to Shabbos. It's something you do during the weekday b'derech la. That's a ma'ase that she's nogeh to be a tachton. That would be taka psoil b'toch oichol. Efshar. That's the chiluk between birkas eilonis and what we do on Shabbos tefillah. Sure, let's go weiter. Now, v'zitzot iso. Oh, now another malacha that we know is iso hotzor b'shamas. Now, what's yisod? Why can't we carry shuzarabim? All right, the oilam zot is it's exerts a kosher. But if you what we're saying here, a kol move on the haynu zot arizal zot. He sod iso hotzor shabbos mishus lushus. I mean, you take him from a shusa yochid, and you bring it into. Rishus Ayoch, you take him from Rishus Ayoch from your house and you bring it into Rishus Rabim. Okay? Now, Shahamotzi Gorem Lahamshich Abirurim Akedoshim Ashikavanit Baru Nasi Rishus Ayoch, or Motzim Rishus Rabim Shehem Asikim Baklippers Me'arev Kodesh Mechol. So you're taking Rishus Ayoch, which represents everything, Viyachdus, that's Kedusha. You're taking those burur that you're already mekadesh, and you bring it into the shuzarabim is klipa. Look there, you ma'alev kodesh uchol. That's the Mevor Sha'orim says. State that's a pgam godol. That's a pgam godol. Right? What about achnosa? Achnosa is forget. Va'amachnis v'shuzarabim v'shuzayochi. That means you're taking from the klipa into the shuzayochi, which is the mokum kodesh. Who gorem shashchina teret b'shabes lemokem asigim mitivaret berurim ahem. You're making. You're going the shchina should go down on Shabbos. Remember, we said Shabbos shchina is the day off. She doesn't go down. But for you doing an avera called hachnosa from shuzarabim into the shuzayochi, you're making that the shchina should go down into the singing in order to do the ma'aseh biur, making it work. Bekitzur, lalo es misham shu shuzarabim. She has to go down into the Shuz Rabim, which she wasn't planning to. Lemala Shushus Ayochim. She has to go. She has to be Mala all these Beruim back into the Shuz Ayochim. The Gam Zip, Gam Godol Ma'od. Now, really, I didn't really understand this piece because what's happening over here is that you're bringing sort of klippas or tuma into Shus HaKodesh. So it's an aliyah. It's an aliyah. So what's pshat in the Shekhinah going down? If the Shekhinah is there in the Mokum HaYochid, Shus HaYochid, why is he saying, Gom Shekhinah Teirid B'Shabbos L'Mokum HaSigim? She's not going. We're not going. She shouldn't be going down in Mokum HaSigim. Forget the Sigim are in Shus HaYochid. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
He says like this. He says that what are you doing? That the Maisi, the Vera was, is that you bring in from the Mokum Klipa, which is Shus HaRabim, you bring into the Mokum Kodesh called Shus HaYochid. Mm-hmm. So you bring Klipas into a Mokum Kodesh, mm-hmm. which is higher, right? Mm-hmm. It's a kilo. You bring it from Bia into Atzilus.
Yeah.
Okay? So you expect that the Shechina, which is in Atzilus, Mevare ala Mokum. Is Mevariah there, throws out the klippas, and Gewaltig. So she did a Meister, she had to work, Gewaltig. That's the Avera. You made that the Shechina should work, and you got an Avera doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But he says more than that. He says, now the Shechina has to go down. Why is it going down? Again, you brought klippas up in that Mokum.
How do you bring these klippas there?
No, well, you did an Avera. You were Machnisa. You, the person. A person did a Meister Hotzor, which is Issa.
Yeah.
And right? The Isra in Ruchnis, meaning that you went to the Mokum Klipa and you yourself brought it up there and put it into the Mokum Kodesh.
The Shechina
doesn't bring it up. No,
the
Shechina brings up the Tzutzos. It doesn't bring
it up. Yeah.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about do you bring up Klipas now?
Yes.
You bring up the Sigim.
That's not there to do this.
That's right. So through your Avera, you're being male.
Ki'ilu yimale klipas b'otu makum.
Oh, it's a makum, right. So therefore, where's the maisa bil will have to be done?
Not
up there.
Yeah.
So why is he saying the Shekhinah has to go down to do the maisa bil?
To bring the klipas.
No, just throw them out. Why was that?
The klipas got there.
No, there's two things. There's a maisa bil separating.
Yeah, but before the maisa bil, how do you get the klipas there?
You brought them up, we said.
No, in Atzilus, who brought them there?
You!
I can't touch Atzilus.
You can attack it, yeah. Well, but
no,
you're doing a mic.
That's it. In Bia, in order to bring always the Intertis up.
No, he doesn't say that.
No. Regularly. Normally, why Rachel is going by Tikkun Chatzis? Why Rachel is going down? In order that we can bring Intertis there, in the top of.
Kodesh Kodoshim.
Yeah, Bezuk, yeah. And then Rachel will bring them up, but we can't.
No. I don't know where you get that from. No. We give Shefa to Rachel.
Yeah, Bezuk. And Rachel bring them up.
Bring the Nitzutzos, not the Klippers.
Yeah. Normally
we never find a Musa that bring up Klippers.
Now, if you do the Shabbos, that Ki'ilu, you force Rachel to bring Klippers there.
He doesn't say that.
No,
he's talking about her going down, not going up.
Yeah.
Going down, she's up there.
But before the bill.
But he doesn't say how they got up there. You're theorizing. You're saying that she brought them up.
That's like an elevator.
No. We never find such a music. No,
right?
Sorry. Nice theory, but it doesn't work over here.
Yeah.
Right. So if they're brought up, that's not my kasha. Is now that they're up. Now they're up in the Mokum Mishus HaYochid. Right. Now, where's the Mokum where she has to do the Birurim? She has to do the Mokum Birurim where they are now in the world of Atzilus.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to get them out. Okay? So why is she going down? To do the Birurim, she has to do it over there. And then let's say she throws them out. They fall by themselves, like the Malachim. Nobody took them down. They just broke and they fell by themselves. So why can't she just open the door of Antilus and throw them out? Why is the Ariza says, the ganze pgam is, Gorem sheshchina teret b'shabes, lemokem sigim, v'tivare biruri mehem.
After. It's
no, no, Shabbos. Why is she just no, doing b'shabes?
You've got the biru before and then you would have had the yirid of Rachel. It's the opposite. Ashuna Tereb Beshabes Limkom Asigim, and then bring the singing up, and then
that's good for the cash over here. Again, the orders are going. When you do the Avera, you bring them up.
Yeah.
You bring them up to the Mokum Atzilus. That's there, that Mokum Atzilus. That's the Yishus HaYochid. and therefore you have sigim in that makom. Right? So now what do you have to do? You have to do a ma'isa breira and send them down. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the nukva goes down. Does the birur down over here and z'mali the kedusha.
Yeah.
Z'mali the kedusha.
Yeah.
But the birurim are up here. Why is she doing birurim down here? The sigim that you brought up are in atzilus.
No, she didn't bring anything up. The way he said, yeah.
He said you machnis. What's pshat?
Shu sarad nishteyachil ugoirem shashchino teret b'shabesim kama sigim.
One second, slowly. Shemachnis shushusa rabin shushusa. That means you're machnisa. But where do you see that you're machnisa out of the fact that she goes down this birurim here? What's the tzvaket machnis? You're moitzi. Mush is from the mokum kedusha into the mokum bia. That's the hotzah. Hotzah is like that. Hotzah is you take from the mokum shushusa yochid and you bring them down into
that's
the klipas.
Yeah.
That's hotzah.
Yes.
So yeah, therefore the shechina going down is a mitzvah hotzah, isn't it? She's going from the Mokum Aliyah, going down.
No, she's going down empty-handed.
But say there.
No, so when is she?
But why is she going empty-handed? She should be taking the Birurim. The Birurim, where is the Klipa? The Klipa is your Machnis Klipa in that series.
No,
why should?
What did you say?
Because he said that Machnis Rishus Rab, Rishus Yoch, it's Faket Otzor.
When you are Machnis something, you take a Chepetz
right
from Rishut Rabin to Shteyachi. It's like Chachel taking a Chepetz from Bia to Atzilus.
No,
what is she taking?
No, it's forget. The Moshe and the Nimshel doesn't stem b'chlal. No, again,
Rishus Yachid Bia, Rishus Rabim.
No, Rishus Rabim is Bia.
Yeah.
And you machnis it into there.
So what are you right machnis?
So you come out with a theory that Roch is bringing up Klippas.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, she's taking Biru, she's mevarer the Klippas in Bia.
No, but when you're doing an Avera, what are you doing?
It's not Avera.
You're doing an Avera. You're taking Klippa.
I don't take Klippa, I take a pen from Moshe Sarabim to Shteyachi.
Right. Now, in spiritual terms, what are you doing? You're taking Klippa into the Mokum Yichud.
No.
Into, that's what you're saying.
I can't take Klippas.
No, you're talking Tikkun. I'm talking Kilkul. What's Kilkul?
He said, Ugob Shashchina Terem Beshabes Limkom Asigim.
It's Eino Muvan. Do you understand? It's the opposite direction again. Hotzah
was
what?
No, but he said she's not doing it. She's not taking
anything. I want to know. If everything stays down in Bia, there's no problem. Bia is the mokum where you're supposed to do the birurim.
Yeah, but on Shabbos don't bring.
But where's the veil? Where's the zul umazul? Where do you see that by you taking from Yeshusa Rabim in Yeshusa Rabim, where's that moshul and ruchness? Where do you see you taking
the only thing
an avera? You're doing an amaisa avera.
It's an avera to take the nitzutim from Yeshusa Rabim to Yeshusa Yechid, from Bia to Atzilus.
It's an avera to what?
To take nitzutim from Rishus Rabim from Bia to Atzilus. You can't take klipas to Atzilus.
Why is it an avera? That's a mitzvah.
On Shabbos it's an avera.
What?
On Shabbos it's an avera. It's all. When you moiti, not moiti an avera, you moiti a chefetz.
I know, but the chefetz is a dover also. Now you ask the chefetz.
The pula you do, it's not the chefetz. The isur is the pula that you do, it's not the chefetz.
I know, but you can't do a pula without a chefetz. Zula Mazul, right? So you're taking a chayfet, so that's doing it to the nitzut. That's what I understand.
The nitzut, it's not to the klippas.
The klippas. That's the dover nesa. Lamashu, you take something outside the tchum. That chayfet is awesome. You can't move it.
Even if it's
the chayfet. Even if it's the chayfet. You nesa the isur. That means you made it. You mahafrit from a dover. You had the dover isur.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why, since you should not bring them in a tzilus on Shabbos, so doing this is not there.
Yeah, but you're going the other way around. You're saying you're taking now. Well, you're taking the tzutzas from Kodesh
from Bia to Atzilus. That you should not do. Rachel, I know that's your job on Chol. On Shabbos, you should not do that.
All right. I hear what you say. I was going to say a different one. But you can say that. You can say. You want to say that it's Tere B'Shabbos Lebokim Sigim.
V'tevay Beurim Me'em La'Alisom Misham.
I understood that when you're doing a ma'aser, when you take this pen from Bia, you're taking it from a Yeshusa Rabim, which is Bia, and you're taking the pen into a Yeshusa Yochid, which is the Mokum, which is Atzilus. That's what the Biru, you're taking Klippa up into the Mokum Kodesh,
mm-hmm.
right? That's an aveira. And you go, and because of that, now she has to go and schlep down these klippos back down into Biur. And do the biur here. The kasha was, why shouldn't you do the biur there? Because that's not the mokum where you do the biur. The mokum where you do the biur is in Biur, not in Atzilut. Okay, let's go back to Vinimsa. Sha'isu achnosa toloi b'moloch eches. And so besides the isu havachnosa, which is hotzah, you also have another moloch, which is, again, this is what we spoke before, and melech ha'secha, that she borer. It's a borer. You're inducing that now rochel, or the shechina, has to do ma'isa biruch. Shigam hi, this is where the Kavachayim got it from, right? Shigam hi, mechlal tal molochas. Shekena borer gom zeh le'atzmo ha'niska, shetigale ha'shechina b'klipas, v'tevare berurim v'hasigin. That's what you made it, that she should go down into the shechina, go into the klipas, and she should do a ma'isa biruch. Good, let's go back to it. Perek dalet. This is how we started off in Perek Gimel. All these different madrigas. Now we're going to be mazbe a little bit. What are these four different madrigas over here? Here, terem shehaya shum tikum klal. Remember, we're talking about the Zayim, we're talking about the Esses Sphere that came off of Naim Be'ak. The smallest Sphere is, the first Sphere that came out is, the top Sphere is called Kesen. That becomes later on into the Partsuf of Atik. So, just keep in mind, all through this paragraph, he's going to speak about Partsufi, but remember, just it's not really Partsufi, it's Spheres. He just jumps back and forth between the Zman of Kilkul and the Zman of Tikkun back and forth. Just keep that in mind. So now, Terem Shaya Shum Tikkun Klal. So we're talking before the Tikkun, that means it should be Kesel, but he calls it Atik. Becholal Atik, Afilu Atik. Hine, but that's all the Abba of Im, which was Chochma Bina at that time. Nichnu Zepotoch Kelim Shalahem. Beyod Adayim Sede Nikudus Keniska. Hayu ach ba'ach. So at the beginning of the stage, they start ach ba'ach. Lefi shehine noda she'abba ve'ima omdim shnei tzedot de'arich. Ze bechesed shelo ve'ze gvur shelo. Beyod abba ve'ima ponim beponim. Ve'az o'ah ponim de'arich yored ve'nimshach ve'yosher be'emsa. Ben pnei abba le pnei ima umir bifnei shneihem. So what's going on over here? So again, he's flipping back and back from the tikkun to the kilkul. So in the zman of tikkun, we'll see that abba ve'ima is actually on the chagat of zan. They're like this. One is 180 degrees on the right hand side, which is abba on the panim of arich and the achroim abba of arich, and the ima is on as well. 180 degrees on the left hand side of Arir, half on the Panim and half going around 180 degrees on Arir Azoy. Now, what's happening is that Arir is being Meir, so they're facing, Abba is facing Ima. And Arir, which is the middle calf, which is they're surrounding, is Meir on the Panim. Vini, the Yosadaim besod Nikudas Bilti Tikkun. Now, going back to the kilkul now. Yeah. Now, you have to understand that why did they break? Because they weren't sholem. Because there's no nesachim. So as the oro is coming down, it was weird in Shana Kudim Perek Dali and also Perek Zayin. As the oro, right, the kelim from its 10 spheres of Ak, the 10 spheres of Ak came out. The 10 nikudas of the Malchus, the Ben, anyways, came out from the Naim the Ak. Then they came through what's called the oro's Achav, as we know, and slowly and surely as they went down, they formalized their kelim. And then the 10 oilers came out from the Naimdak. And as the oilers came into the kelim, it broke one to the other. Why did they break? Because there was nothing to memaid the oil. There's no misochim, no filters there in order to memaid the oil. The oil was tenfold what the kelim could take. Ve'az, ena kelim yucholim mekabalim nishborim mevatlim. Ve'achet tikon. And after the tikkun, the nafka made it was, then there was filters over there which memayat the oil. Therefore, the kelim were able to mekabel the oil. V'ini, kasher adayim lo haya shum tikkun, mafil ba'atik yomim, again, in the kilkun, haya o godol v'gal bli mesochim, v'lachem ima abba bima hayuponim v'ponim, הנה במשך אור פני אריך ביניהם דרך חוזה שלו לא יכולים לקבל האור. If Abba Vim were to be in the state of ponim v'ponim, in the stage in before the tikkun, and they would receive all from keser, which is higher than them, they would automatically break. לפי שבחינת ponim הם יויסה זכי בבורים ודקים בבחינת האחוריים, היו אור מוב לו ונכנס בהם אור, ולא היו יכולים לקבל לו, והיו נשבורים ונופלים גם למטה כמקרי איזון, והיו בהם בחינת מיסה, ממש חז ושום. So if Taka they came out בponim ponim, therefore they would have shattered completely, they would have been like the Zayin Malochim. מה שכן, now that they come באח באח, we're going to see the difference. ולכן נשארו אך באח, ואז במשך, או בהמשך, בהמשך, או פני האריך דרך חזית הזעם, because that's automatically that the keter is משפיע on חוכמן בינו, because that's the ones just below it, and he's משפיע on the אחוריי, because the אח באח, ונכנס בהם שני אחוריי עם דאבא ואימא, so אני חלום, the oil is coming down, but it's hitting the אחוריי, מה שהם אבים וגסים מאור ויוזם ובכנס פונים, ואז אין האור, הוא ניבל ונכנס בהם באור, כשהוא רוחני ותכליס, שהם חשוכים וגסים, so the backs are very thick, so therefore the ממייד the oil, ולכן אין נכנס בהם רק אור מועץ, from אריך, ואז יכולים לקבלו, ולכן, אור מדובר בבין ובכן זה אך באך בתחילה, וזה לא מייסו, כאשר שבא מורך שמייסו ממש ויורדו לעולם הבריאה. So therefore, the backs are very strong in order to mekabel the oil, therefore only thing that broke באבא ואימא, or חוכמה בינה, was the אחוריים. אומם, אחוריים שלהם, אוי זה מה שלא יוכלו לקבל אור העליון אפילו ביוס מבחינת אך ואך נתבטו לו והכלים שלהם מבחינת האחוריים שלהם יורדו למטה ונשברו והצילוס בבוקר שהיה נוקווה דזה בקהילי דנקודה שלה. So nevertheless, their אחוריים broken when they fell down to the mokum where nukva deza will be, in the mokum nukva desires, and right by the keli of nukva, keno the shekol asara kelim yotzu, called them sheyotzu or first the kelim came out from the nine da'ak, and then the oil came out kinizkelehev. Therefore, the keli of nukva was already down there. So when the achrayim broke of abavim, they fell down where the keli of nukva.
Where the kelim break before?
Sorry.
Where the kelim break before?
We mean for him because first they all came into Kesser and Kesser broke, and then came the Abba and Ima, then they broke.
Yeah.
So before the Nukva broke,
before they broke, yeah.
Right. So the Nukva came, then broke still at Silas.
But this says
when she broke, she fell into Bia. So we're talking about before.
Yeah. Before she breaks.
Before she breaks, she's still in at Silas, and that mock, and that's when Abba and Ima fell.
The Achrayim, yeah.
And also in a Perek Dalet, Gam Masai Nishbu Achuram Da'abim. There you see all the details of exactly when did they break and how they broke. Yeah. So it comes out that there are two Bechinas over here. So first of all, why they broke, because of the Mekabel and the oil, which is greater to them. And also about the Inyan of Aliyas Man, there was no Aliyas Man. Once there was no Aliyas Man, that means the Zayit Achtani broke, and therefore there was no Aliyas Man for them to build themselves up. And therefore they got no new Achuraim, and therefore
We want them to be achor b'achor in order to minimize the shvira.
Yeah. No, we don't want them to be achor b'achor. We want them to go poni b'poni.
But then the or will be too strong.
What?
Then the or of arich will be too strong.
Yeah, because the kelim are not built up. But the more you build up the kelim ach b'ach, then they can go poni b'poni, but they'll be alright.
Yeah.
The problem was the kelim weren't strong enough.
And
so therefore,
when the kelim, we need alias man.
That's right. So those two sivas, first of all, the mekabel or lifnei zman, and second of all, there was no lifnei zman to be able to carry. This is one and the same. Kasher yoldu el achuraim. When the achuraim fell down, yoldu achore abe kluli me'eses spheres. Ve'achre ime kluli me'eses spheres. Ve'achre abe yoldu v'nofle b'moke me'neged p'nei de nukva dezah. Remember, all the way down at Tilos was a nukva. Therefore, the achuraim, the abe, fell all the way down towards her face. Ve'hi... ואחרי אימא נופלו גם הם שם ועומדו כנגד האחרם לנוקווה דזה שאימא fell in the back of נוקווה והיא נשאל עומדת באמצה and נוקווה stood in the middle אלו באחרי ואלו בפנים ונישהו אבא ואימא אח באח אז איפה אח באח
זה אחרם אבל
זה אח
ואח anyway even if it's
No, well, you have a pun of the ach, and then the ach the ach, so it's still ach, the ach the ach. V'nim se sha'akelim d'sheva molochem kishenishbu meisu. Now, then comes along, after Abba v'ima broke. Then you have the zayim molochem shemeisu. V'nofilu mamash v'briya v'mokem aklipas. And they take all of his, not, the Abba v'ima only fell down to the lower parts of his tzilas, but the zayim molochem fell down to the bia. V'nofilu mamash v'briya v'mokem aklipas, v'shem v'briya is mavet. Kenote, so bila l'mavet, netzach shem klipas. אבל הרחיים דאב ואימא נקרא ירידה מגדולוסם בלבד שנופלו מדרגי סום מדרגי סום העליון השיעה באחרי אבא ואימא ונופלו למטה במוקם נוקווה דזה דה עשי ג'יש רפילים סום דזה דה עשו זה עצמו שמתחילה היו באחוריהם לאילו נקרא עם מלוכים ממש ובירידו סום נעשה סרים בלבד so very important so at the beginning they're called מלוכים אבא ואימא before they broke And the height, the pinnacle of the when they first came out, they were mamish by the chabad of Arich, and the later on, after even after tikkun, they're only after the chagat. So they really descend. So at that pinnacle of time when they first came out, they were called melochim, and then when they broke, they fell all the way down to the lower parts of the tila. That's called sarim. That's called sarim. Low down. This is sod meshama hakosuv, and this is stated in pasuk in Yeshaya. In Tzimun Yud Pasuk Ches Ki Yomar Halo Sarai Yachtov Malochim. So Sanheriv is speaking over there in the Pasuk, and he says that my Sarim v'yachad v'yachad all of them together Mamash make Malochim. Mamash make Malochim. So Lomo Shah Sarim Ha'elu. Now coming back to the Sarim that we spoke about, the Achuraim, the Abba v'Ima. Shem Nikon Atat Sarim, because now they fell. The Yois Lemata Melokom Nukva Keniska. Hem Be Yois Betchila Lemala Hay Melochim. When they were all the way up, Takedu Melochim. Kimoshen Zohar Bezat Hashem Shachuraim Elu Nitkenu Venasu Bechinas Yaakov Velea. We know by itself what happens. We'll see later on. The later Pokim, we'll see that the Achuraim the Abba will create a new part of called Yaakov, and the Achuraim the Imo will create a new part of called Leah. Venukva dizda nikarocha, a new part of which is called Leah, and there's another part of called Yisrael, which is Zah nikar Yisrael. So you have these four new parts of him. What? Zah venukva, you knew it now.
Which we made from
the Achuraim Abba make a new part of called Yaakov. We haven't seen that yet, we'll see later on. And right. The Achuraim of Imoni Brog made the part of Leah.
These are not coming from the Malachim.
No.
Nukva Deza, which is part of the Malachim, Nikra Rochel. And Zah is called also, besides Zah, also has a different name called Yisrael. Vine, Shem Sarah hi Berochel, Sarai Eshet Avram hi Belea. Sarah, the Pasuk says, you know, she changed the name from Sarah to Sarah, which is Rochel, refers a reference to Rochel. And every time you see the Pasuk speaks about Sarai, that's a reference to Leah. Bezesod. Halo Sarai. That means that we're referring back to again. Back, he's jumped back to the pasuk of Yishai, which is Sanherib speaking. Halo Sarai. That's a Hey Lamed Aleph. Ois is Hey Lamed Aleph. And Ois is Leah.
I understand.
Share one second. Let me just finish. Sarim Ha Elu Nasi Leah. Because we said the Sarai in the pasuk is always referring to the Bechina, which is going to create Sarai, which is referring to the Achuraim of Ima. Remember when they fell down? Remember the Achuraim of Abba fell down, they came Sarim. So the Achuraim of Ima is called Sarai, and that is what we refer to as Sarai. Obviously, he was Mechavet to this, Hey Lamed Aleph, Hello Sarai. That's referring to Leah, which is a Sarai of the Achuraim of Ima. She Sarim, Elu Nasis Leah, Kamosh is Baal Matavei Mitzhiusam.
The Leah is a Haimadreg than Rochel. So why is why it should be leg can I get Sarah and Rocha can I get Sarah?
That's a good point. But it doesn't work that way. Because actually she's receiving less than Rochel. Rochel is a character bias. Because why? She's higher. She's higher. She receives some Zaz, the Chug which is coming out for, in Zaz is Megule. She's getting Chug Megule. Neto. Mashenke and Leah, she's only getting Mechuse. Shefa, which is Mechuse, which is covered over, she's getting much less. But ain't it doing because we know that Leah is not really a pastor, she's only from the Achorayim, which as we just said, they're only from the Achorayim B'ima. She's the Klaf. Mashenke and Rochel is referred to in Klaf, the Tefillin. Mashenke and Rochel in the Kabbalah of Tefillin, she's the Pashias. She's the Shefa. Alright, say that. Okay, so we'll stop it here, Mr. Shem, next week we'll start Perek here, Mr. Shem.
Okay.